used to think maybe there really were some secret societies out there, passing around little black books, coded instructions, silent handshakes behind closed doors. You hear about secret formulas, hidden paths, inside information, like there's something going on out there the rest of us never get to see. But let me save you a lifetime of chasing shadows. There are no secrets. There's structure. That's it. The real winners, the people you admire, the folks doing what you wish you could do, they're not magicians. They're not working from some hidden manual, stashed in a vault. They're following systems. They've built something day by day, layer by layer, action by action. The illusion of secrets is just that, an illusion. It's smoke and mirrors kept alive by people who'd rather believe success is luck or a twist of fate or something you have to be born with. Now, why do so many fall for the idea of secrets? It's comfortable. If there's some hidden answer, then you're off the hook for not having found it yet. It lets you say, well, if only I knew what they know. I used to stand in rooms listening to stories about the rich, the powerful, the accomplished, thinking, I wonder what their secret is. But eventually I learned the only thing they had that I didn't was a structure. They got up and did the work. They set priorities, made decisions, took the right actions, and kept at it. Simple, but not always easy. Most people ignore the structure. They're looking for something more dramatic, something new and exciting. It's almost disappointing to find out how predictable winners really are. The pattern repeats itself over and over again. Morning routines, written goals, measuring progress, reviewing results. You'd think it would get boring, but the reality is it works. Think of it like building a house. Nobody ever says, I wonder what secret formula the builder used for those walls. There's no secret, just a blueprint, a plan, and the discipline to follow it. Success is the same way. But instead of a blueprint you can touch, it's a set of habits, a schedule, a way of thinking and doing things day in, day out. If you build a structure that can hold up under pressure, you don't need secrets. The results will show up right on schedule. That's the hard truth some people don't want to hear. Because if it's structure, then anyone can do it. And if anyone can do it, then what's stopping you? Sometimes we'd rather believe in secrets than accept that discipline, consistency, and structure are available to every one of us. The world will sell you a shortcut if you're willing to buy, but real achievement is always paid for in advance by the hours you put in, the habits you develop, the routines you keep. You see, winners aren't hiding anything. If anything, they're broadcasting their systems every day, right out in the open. It's just that most people are so busy searching for secrets, they walk right past the structure. They're waiting for the magic moment, the silver bullet, while the winners are over there, quietly following the blueprint, brick by brick. So if you're tired of chasing shadows, if you're ready to move from wishing to working, you start by throwing out the idea that someone's hiding something from you. The only thing that separates the successful from the unsuccessful is the willingness to put structure where there used to be wishful thinking. No secrets, just systems. If you can accept that, you're already halfway there. Because from here on out, it's not about what you don't know. It's about what you're willing to do over and over again until the structure you build is strong enough to hold up your dreams. Now, this is what really keeps a person moving forward. Not just once, not just when the mood is right, but every single day. See, the ordinary man wakes up and checks his mood, like checking the weather. Is it a sunny day? Is he feeling lucky? If the sun is shining, if he's inspired, maybe he'll get something done. If the clouds are out, if motivation's running low, he waits for a better day. That's a losing game. The winners have a different approach. They understand that mood is a poor master. The winds change. Some mornings you leap out of bed. Others, you drag your feet. But the winner doesn't leave things to chance. Winners rely on consistency, not luck. It's the blueprint, the daily structure that makes the difference. Have you noticed how momentum works? It's a fascinating thing. At first, it's heavy lifting. The beginning is all push, all effort. You set out to change your life, and the first week, the first month, it feels like you're climbing a mountain, but something remarkable happens when you show up every day, even when it's hard. That effort starts to build momentum, and momentum is what carries you past the rough spots. But where does momentum come from? It's not magic. It's not personality. It's structure. The right routine, repeated long enough, takes the pressure off motivation. You don't have to wake up and wonder if you're in the mood for progress. You don't have to rely on inspiration or luck. Your structure says, this is what I do. And after a while, it becomes who you are. Now, some people say, well, routines are boring. Don't you get tired of doing the same things? Not if you're seeing results. Boredom is the price of progress. The real excitement isn't in changing things up every day. It's in watching your life change because you did what you said you would do again and again. That's the quiet thrill of consistency. I'll give you a little story. Years ago, I knew a young man who decided he was going to get fit. He started running every morning. First day, he barely made it to the end of the street. Second day, a little further. Third day, sore muscles. But he went out anyway. He didn't run because he felt like it. He ran because he said he would. And after a few weeks, the neighbors started to notice. People began to wave. There goes that runner, they'd say. He was building a new reputation, one step at a time, but the key was structure. Rain or shine, tired or energized, he laced up his shoes and ran his route. That's the difference between winners and everyone else. Winners don't ask if today's the day for effort. They follow their blueprint, knowing that structure builds momentum and momentum builds achievement. There are days when the feeling just isn't there, when the bed feels too warm, when the old excuses come calling. But if you got a routine, you can get moving, even when you'd rather sit still. Some will tell you, just go with the flow. But if you're always going with the flow, sooner or later, you end up somewhere you never intended to be. It's your structure, your daily plan, that keeps you on course. It's what separates the dreamers from the doers. And let me say, consistency doesn't mean perfection. You're not a machine. You'll miss a day, make a mistake, take a step back now and then. That's life. But the winners don't throw out the blueprint because of a setback. They get right back to the routine. They understand that momentum isn't built in a day, but in 1,000 small choices stacked one on top of another. So if you want to join the ranks of the achievers, the blueprint is simple. Don't wait for motivation to strike. Build a routine that makes progress automatic. Structure creates the conditions for momentum, and momentum carries you further than willpower ever could. That's the true blueprint of consistency. Now let's get into something that changed my whole outlook, predictable discipline. It's easy to think discipline is some rare quality, reserved for the few. Maybe a man is born with it, or maybe he's just got stronger willpower than the rest. But I'll tell you, discipline doesn't have to be mysterious. It can be as predictable as the sunrise if you put the right structure in place. Think about a train running on tracks. The tracks don't ask the train if it feels like heading west today. They don't check the weather or take a poll on the train's mood. The tracks simply lead somewhere, and the train follows. When you create a schedule that governs your actions, Discipline stops being a wrestling match and starts being a routine. The question isn't, will I do it today? The answer is already on the calendar. So much pressure in life comes from uncertainty, that feeling of not knowing what's next, or worse, having to decide every hour what deserves your attention. If you're always negotiating with yourself, should I do it now, maybe later? You end up drained before the day even starts. Winners take the guesswork out of discipline. They put their important actions on rails. You see, when your schedule is set, you don't need to conjure up heroic amounts of willpower. The decision has already been made in advance by the person you were yesterday, the one who set the plan. The person you are today just follows the structure. That's a tremendous relief. It frees up your energy to focus on the work itself, not the endless battle of getting started. That's where predictability becomes your ally. The more predictable your routine, the less space there is for chaos. Chaos thrives on open time, on gaps in your schedule, on decisions left hanging. But when order begins, chaos disappears. Instead of running around putting out fires, you move from one step to the next, calmly and confidently. I remember when I first learned the value of a set schedule. I'd drift from one project to the next, chasing opportunities, waiting for inspiration to strike. But the days would slip away. One day, I sat down and blocked out time for my top priorities. No interruptions, no excuses. I discovered something. Discipline felt easier, not harder. I stopped having to convince myself to work. I just followed the plan. It's not about being rigid, it's about being reliable. Your schedule becomes the quiet coach, guiding you, pushing you, keeping you honest. People sometimes think freedom means waking up with a blank slate every morning. But real freedom comes from having structure that supports you, so you're not a prisoner of indecision. Of course, there are going to be days when the unexpected shows up. That's life. But when you've built predictability into your habits, you're ready for it. You're not scrambling to figure out what matters. You're not starting from zero. Your foundation is solid. You handle the detour, then get right back on track. The funny thing is, once you live this way, other people start to notice. They'll say, "How do you get so much done?" They'll wonder if you've discovered some new secret. But you know the truth. It's all in the structure. When discipline is scheduled, it doesn't feel like a burden. It feels like a natural part of the day. So if you want less chaos, more progress, more peace of mind, don't leave your discipline to chance. Put it on the calendar. Make it as predictable as the sunrise. That's how you turn pressure into progress and chaos into calm. That's the power of predictable discipline. Now, this is the biggest traps people fall into, the trap of acting on emotion instead of following a plan. Now, emotion is a powerful thing. It can move mountains, start revolutions, spark a new beginning. There's no denying the energy that comes when you're inspired, when you feel the fire inside. But here's the catch. Emotion is a spark, not a strategy. It's movement, but not direction. So many people wait for the right feeling before they act. They wait for inspiration to hit, for the mood to be just right. Maybe you've heard it, or maybe you've said it yourself. I'll do it when I feel ready. But feelings are like the weather. They change, they come and go, and they're often beyond our control. If you let your emotions drive every decision, you spend your life reacting instead of creating. Winners have learned to use their emotions, but never be ruled by them. They build systems to keep moving forward long after the excitement fades. When others slow down, get distracted, or wander off course, the winner sticks to the plan. Not because he's always inspired, but because he's built a structure that doesn't depend on how he feels at any given moment. I remember a conversation I had years ago with a friend who was always jumping from one idea to the next. He was full of energy, always starting something new, always talking about the next big thing. But ask him what he finished, and the list was short. Why? He was powered by emotion, not anchored by a system. As soon as the excitement faded, he'd move on. He confused movement with progress. Here's the truth. Emotion can get you started, but it's structure that gets you finished. The plan is what brings you back day after day, whether you're in the mood or not. That's why you see some people quietly advancing, step by step, while others are still searching for the next motivational high. Winners act from a plan. They write down what matters. They schedule it, they track it, and they stick with it. When you act from impulse, you're gambling. Maybe today you'll feel like doing the work, maybe you won't. But when you act from a plan, you're investing. You're putting your energy into something that pays off over time. It's the difference between throwing seeds to the wind and planting them in rows. One is left to chance, the other is built to grow. Now, I'm not saying you should shut off your feelings. Emotion is a great servant, but a poor master. Use your excitement to get started. Let your vision fire you up, but then lean on your systems to keep you going. Build a framework for your days so that even when your emotions dip, your progress doesn't. If you find yourself bouncing from one thing to the next, check your systems. Ask yourself, are you running on emotion or are you guided by a plan? Winners design their days. They know what matters most and make sure it happens. Feelings or no feelings. You want lasting results. Build something that outlasts your mood. That's the great divider between those who wish and those who achieve. The winners act from a plan, not just a feeling. When emotion fades, the structure remains. And in the end, it's the system that delivers the prize. And this is how you make this work in your own life. If structure is the secret, and we know it is, how do you build it for yourself? How do you move from theory to daily action? I call this building a personal framework, because if you don't design your days will start designing you. It starts with priorities. You've got to know what matters most before you can put it first. Too many people let their days be dictated by whatever pops up, an email, a phone call, a distraction dressed up as urgency. The winners decide in advance what gets their attention. If you want to control your destiny, you start by controlling your agenda. Now let me share something that made all the difference for me. Guarding the first hour of the day. You know, the way you begin sets the tone for everything that follows. Don't hand that first precious hour over to the world. Don't let it get stolen by news or problems or dreaming of someone else's life. The first hour is yours. Protect it. Use it wisely. Fill it with what moves you forward. Read, plan, reflect, review your goals. Set your intention. Make the first hour count, and the rest of the day will start falling into line. But it doesn't stop there. You've got to review your progress daily. At the end of the day, take a few quiet minutes and look back. What did you set out to do? What did you actually do? Where did you win? Where did you drift? Don't just keep score when things go well. Measure even when you come up short, because what gets measured gets mastered. When you shine the light of awareness on your actions, you can't help but improve. I remember when I first started tracking my progress. At first, it was humbling. I'd write down my intentions, then see how many slipped away unnoticed. But slowly, the act of reviewing made me sharper. I began to notice patterns. When I did my best work, what distracted me, where I made excuses, I started making adjustments, refining the framework. My results changed because my system changed. And here's another key. Track what matters. It's easy to get caught up measuring what's easy to count instead of what truly counts. Don't just count the hours you spend working. Measure the results you produce. Don't just log your activity. Log your progress. Are you getting closer to your goals? Are you building momentum? Are you moving from intention to action? Building a personal framework isn't about filling every second with busyness. It's about designing a system that keeps you aligned with your priorities. If you know where you're going and you know what matters most, then structure your days so the important things get done, no matter what comes up. It's a process. You won't get it perfect the first week or even the first month. But if you stick with it, protect the first hour, review each day, track what truly matters, you'll build a framework that supports your growth. Suddenly, your days have shape, your actions have purpose, and your results start to multiply. The winners aren't lucky, they're intentional. They build their lives around structure, not chance. They know exactly where their hours are going because they send them there on purpose. That's how you build a life that moves steadily forward, one designed hour at a time. And here's what holds everything together, the habits. Habits are the invisible infrastructure of success. You don't always see them working, but their impact shows up everywhere in your results. Most people walk through life underestimating the power of habits, thinking change requires giant leaps. But winners know, if you want big changes, start with small, consistent habits. I often say, success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day, while failure is simply a few errors in judgment repeated every day. The secret, if you can call it that, is that habits are what keep your life running on track. You don't have to think about brushing your teeth, or tying your shoes, or locking the door when you leave the house. These things are automatic. Winners take that same principle and apply it to progress. When you create the right habits, you make success feel natural. It becomes easier to do the right thing than the wrong thing. You don't have to argue with yourself every morning about what to eat, how to spend the first hour, or whether to make those calls you promised. The habit does the heavy lifting. Your default becomes productive action. That's the real beauty of structure. Failure, on the other hand, can become a habit too. If you get used to skipping your morning routine, if you let distractions run your day, if you keep putting off the important for the urgent pretty soon, that's your new normal. Structure your life so good, behavior is the path of least resistance. Stack the odds in your favor by making the right things automatic. I once talked with a man who said he couldn't understand why his business wouldn't grow. He worked hard. He had big ideas. But his results never seemed to match his ambition. I asked him to walk me through his average day, hour by hour. It didn't take long to spot the problem. His habits were holding him back. Late mornings, scattered priorities, reacting instead of planning. He didn't need more talent or more motivation. He needed a system of better habits. So I gave him a simple challenge. Change one habit at a time. Start small. Wake up 30 minutes earlier. Use that time to review goals, plan the day, learn something new. No matter what happened later, he'd already started the day with a win. Slowly, he added other habits, tracking progress, setting time for the most important work, reviewing results before bed. It wasn't dramatic, but it was consistent. Over time, his results caught up with his efforts. That's how you change your life. Not with one grand gesture, but with a series of quiet, powerful habits, repeated long enough to become second nature. The winners set up their lives so that good choices happen without a struggle. They design their environment, their schedule, and their mindset so that every day pulls them closer to their goals. If you want to know where your life is headed, look at your habits. Are they carrying you forward, or are they quietly stealing your potential? change the infrastructure, and you change the outcome. Success doesn't happen by accident. It's engineered, one habit at a time. Build your structure so that good behavior is the default setting. Make your best actions automatic, and you'll find that success becomes inevitable. That's the invisible power of habits as infrastructure. I want to talk about something every winner faces sooner or later: change. Life will test your systems. The winds will shift. You'll outgrow your old routines. New opportunities will appear. And sometimes setbacks will force you to adjust your plans. But here's what separates those who keep rising from those who drift. Winners adapt, but they never abandon the structure that brought them results. It's easy to confuse flexibility with letting go. Some people, when change comes, throw out their framework. They stop measuring, stop planning, stop showing up for the routines that used to serve them so well. They convince themselves that the old rules don't apply anymore. Before long, drift sets in. The discipline slips, good habits unravel, and pretty soon they're back to square one, wondering where all the progress went. But you don't have to let go of structure to make room for growth. Winners keep their framework in place, even as they adjust the details. If the morning routine needs a tweak, they tweak it, but they don't throw out the practice of starting strong. If a new project demands attention, they adjust their calendar, but they don't stop guarding their time or reviewing their results. The structure is the anchor. It holds, even when the seas get rough. There was a time in my own life when the pace of business changed almost overnight. New challenges showed up, some opportunities disappeared, and I realized the old schedule wasn't going to work the same way. But instead of letting everything go, I asked myself, what are the core routines that keep me on track? I adjusted the how, but never the why. I changed the order of the day, but not the habit of planning the day. I picked new priorities, but I didn't let go of the habit of tracking what mattered. You see, structure isn't a prison. It's a foundation, and a good foundation can handle a remodel. It can support new dreams, bigger goals, and new ways of doing things. The winners know when life changes, you adapt your approach, but you don't drift from the habits and principles that built your success in the first place. Flexibility is part of growth. You'll need to make room for new skills, new relationships, new ways of thinking. But never confuse drift with adaptation. Drift is what happens when you stop paying attention, when you let go of discipline and let circumstance take the wheel. That's a recipe for regret. The best lives are both structured and flexible, strong enough to stay on course, nimble enough to handle change. You might swap out an old habit for a new one, adjust the time you wake up, shift the way you set goals. That's part of learning and evolving. But always keep the framework, protect the foundation, keep doing the things that made you strong. Ask yourself, what are the non-negotiables? What routines, what systems, what habits have moved you forward? Those are the things you hold on to, even when everything else is up for review. Winners revisit their structure often, making sure it still fits the life they're building, but they never surrender it completely. So, as you grow, as life changes, and your goals get bigger, adapt with wisdom, but keep your structure in place. That's how you keep moving forward, no matter what comes your way. Now, there's a point in every journey when the fog lifts and you see things for what they really are. For a long time, success looks like a mystery. From the outside, it seems magical, even impossible. People say, how do they do it? What's the trick? What's the secret sauce? But the longer you study winners, the more you realize there's no magic, just method. You see it in the way they move through their day, the schedule, the routines, The little habits stacked one on top of the other. There's no drama, no mystery, just a steady rhythm. Winners aren't waiting for lightning to strike or for some special feeling to sweep them into action. They have built a structure that works, and they stick to it, rain or shine. The outsiders keep searching for secrets, as if one missing piece will change everything overnight. They want to believe there's something out of reach, hidden away, just waiting to be discovered. But every winner knows the real answer is right out in the open. It's the discipline of keeping your promises to yourself, the honesty of reviewing your progress, the habit of planning your work and then working your plan. Over time, the method reveals itself to anyone willing to look closely. People have asked me, isn't there anything special? And I tell them, the only thing special is the willingness to do the work day after day, long after the excitement has worn off. The world loves to celebrate breakthroughs, and breakthroughs are wonderful. But most of what creates lasting success is hidden in plain sight. It's the routine that happens when no one is watching. It's the standard you keep for yourself, not for applause, but because you know what it produces in your life. And here's what's beautiful. The more you embrace structure, the less you need to chase secrets. The more method you put into your days, the more you realize that results aren't reserved for the chosen few. Anyone can design a schedule. Anyone can build habits. Anyone can set standards and refuse to lower them. Success is accessible to anyone willing to do what winners do. Let this be your turning point. Stop waiting for a secret. Start building a method. Write down your goals. Carve out the time. Protect your routines and raise your standards. Watch what happens when you trade mystery for method. Life gets simpler, choices get clearer, and results begin to compound. One day, someone will look at you and say, "What's your secret?" And you'll smile. Because you'll know, there are no secrets, only structure, habits, and standards, repeated long enough to work their magic. So move forward with confidence. Leave the search for secrets behind. Build your days on method, and you'll find that what once looked impossible becomes inevitable. That's how winners do it. Woo!